My guest at this time is Florida Republican Congressman Ted Yoho. He represents the Sunshine State's 3rd Congressional District, and he joins me today to talk about the emerging debate on Capitol Hill, as well as involving the White House, over funding the effort to thwart the Zika virus, which is becoming a bigger and bigger threat in the eyes of many healthcare experts. And Congressman, thanks very much for being with us.
Sure, Greg. I appreciate you having me on.
Well, we're basically, if you believe the mainstream media reports, arguing over money at this point. The White House wants $1.9 billion. The Senate passed $1.1 billion. The House passed, I believe, north of $600 million for this. So where do we stand right now?
The White House, typically, they want to just throw money at a situation that's a knee-jerk reaction. And we've already redirected over $500 million earlier this year. That wasn't new spending. It was redirecting money. And then we passed another bill of around $600 million, as you pointed out. And again, that's not new monies. That's money coming out of the Ebola account, which they have over $1 billion left in that account. And what we have to do is let science kind of direct the direction of this and do the things that scientists know how to contain viruses. Zika is not a new virus. It was first diagnosed in 1947 in Africa, and it's spread along the equatorial line of the planet. And now we're seeing in South America and Puerto Rico, and it's moving up into the States. And it's certainly something we should pay attention to. And we've got to make sure that what we do is to take care of, you know, the women and children and, you know, people that are susceptible to this.
Congressman, I've seen reports from congressional Democrats saying the White House is convinced that we need the full $1.9 billion. I am not voting for anything less than that. Javier Becerra of California, who's in the House Democratic leadership, is the one who I believe was quoted on that. So where are the House and Senate majorities here? If you can find spending offsets to do this, are you okay with that? Do you believe that's excessive? What's eventually going to happen here?
No, I think it's way excessive. And if you go back to the Ebola outbreak, President Obama threw $6 billion at it and put 5,000 of our troops over there. Viruses do what viruses are going to do. And we know that from a scientific background. And being a veterinarian, I've dealt with viral outbreaks in all kinds of different species. Throwing the money is not the solution. What you have to do is look at vector control, which would be the mosquito, and do the proper type of sprays at the right time of year. Mosquito repellents available that are safe and non-toxic for pregnant mothers, and just use the common sense approaches that we do in any kind of an outbreak. Throwing $1.9 billion will not solve this. There will not be a vaccine produced quick enough for a response. What we have to do is do vector control with the mosquitoes and educate the public. And again, keep in mind, this virus has been around. It was first diagnosed in 1947. And so let's do a response that's adequate to protect our women and children. And the scientific community is not yet in consensus that Zika virus is the sole cause for microcephaly. There's other causes out there like AIDS, hepatitis. There's a whole slew of things that will cause this. And so, yes, we want to be cautious. We want to make sure we're doing the proper things to control this. But just to get into an argument over the president wants to spend more money, so that's right, versus just doing a controlled response to this, I think would be the more prudent thing to do. And I think you'll get as good, if not better, results.
Let's break it down a little bit more on a couple of the areas that you've mentioned. First of all, reducing mosquito breeding. I think some folks might be rolling their eyes a little bit at the idea that the government can stop the mosquito population from doing what the mosquito population does, because obviously you can't hit every standing water situation in the parts of the country that are most susceptible for this. So what can the government do, and what's ultimately going to be up to nature and up to people's responsibility?
Greg, that's a great point. And there's two points I want to hit on that. One is, up here, I've heard congressmen say that we've got to eliminate that type of mosquitoes. And the family it belongs to is called ADES, Aedes. They want to eliminate it. It's impossible. You're never going to eliminate that. And so what we have to do is rational mosquito control. One of the things is to use the insecticides that we know that are safe. They've been out there. But the Democrats up here don't want to use that because of the environmental concerns. These are mosquito repellents and pesticides that have been used and they've been approved by our EPA as safe and environmentally friendly. And so those are the things that we can do in the immediate, in the now, that will really knock down the numbers of the mosquitoes. And as you said, we're never going to eliminate them. We need to have public awareness campaigns of how to get rid of them in your backyard and, you know, let people do the necessary controls to get the mosquitoes under control in their areas.
Let me follow up on one of the points you just made there, Congressman, and that's that Democrats are having a problem with insect repellents and pesticides that the EPA says are okay. How are they going after that, and how is that hindering the effort to have an effective response here?
They're claiming there's toxic environmental effects from that, but again, the EPA's signed off on this. The USDA has signed off on these. And these are chemicals that have been used for years, and so common sense dictates that in the threat of an outbreak, wouldn't it be more prudent to go ahead and do your controlled sprayings to help knock down the number of mosquitoes, which are the vectors? And another control is using genetically modified mosquitoes that don't breed, and so they help eliminate the population of mosquitoes. And this is not new technology. This is something that was done back in the 50s with the screwworm outbreak in the United States, and they released sterile flies through the USDA, and it eliminated that problem. So there's things out there, there's tools in our arsenal that we can use, and so what we need to do is use the things that we can, and it's not throwing more money at it. It's going to make it work. It's going to use common sense, science-proven techniques to get this under control and public awareness.
Congressman, you mentioned the idea of some up on Capitol Hill that they can just wipe out an entire species of mosquitoes, or maybe even an entire class of mosquitoes. What else have you heard, given your veterinary expertise? What other ideas have you heard up there that make you just want to bang your head into the desk?
Which day?
On this particular issue.
Well, you know, on this issue, let's just stay with this issue. If you look at the cases that are in the United States, and they're talking about the ones from Puerto Rico, I think there's 253 or 300 cases. The majority of those have been to another country. And I think only a handful of people have been infected in this country. So that brings up, do people need to be screened before they come into this country? Or if they go to another country, do they need to go into a quarantine? Those are things that need to be, from an epidemiological standpoint, those are the things that need to be looked at. And it's not to restrict anybody's travel. It's just to monitor them so we know who's been infected and if they are, in fact, carrying the Zika virus. That there's a period of time that they could be possibly infective in shedding that virus or carrying the virus where what we call viremic, where they could spread it if a mosquito bit them. And so just use a common sense approach from a medical or a epidemiological standpoint so that we can get a handle on this. And what you'll see, Greg, is what happens is when you have a susceptible population, like that virus has not been in America before at a large number, and so everybody in America is virtually susceptible. In the beginning of an exposure like what we're seeing now, you'll see numbers shoot up, and then they taper off rather quickly. And the majority of the people will be bitten and exposed to this virus, and they'll never have a reaction. And with time, money needs to be put into research to get a viable vaccine that we can use in the future. But it's not going to be the panacea if we throw $1.9 million or billion dollars at it. That's not going to be the cure 3 months from now. Those are things that we work to make sure that we have a vaccine, a viable vaccine in the future.
Congressman?
Short-term mosquito control and awareness.
We'll leave it there. Thank you, sir, very much for your time and your expertise on this issue.
Yes, sir. You take care and keep doing a good job.
Thank you, sir. Florida Bye. Republican Congressman Ted Yoho represents his state's 3rd Congressional District. He's also a longtime veterinarian, as he mentioned. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.